Writing the Rapids, highlighting local writing, poetry, and more in Grand Rapids. November is National Novel Writing Month, and producer Joe, well, this is your segment, my good man. Let's talk about what you have to talk about. Introduce your guests and take it away.
Thank you, Shelley. So I have with me Brittany and Darla, who are the municipal liaisons for the Ottawa County-Grand Rapids group for National Novel Writing Month. So we'll start with the big question, which is what is National Novel Writing Month to either? Whoever's the best at explaining that question.
It's a contest now.
Go for it, Brittany. Go for it. National Novel Writing Month is a self-directed challenge to get you to write a 50,000-word novella in 30 days. It sounds like a lot, but we have a lot of great community support to make sure that you get to the finish line.
Yes. So within that, there are regional groups that are subdivided by NaNoWriMo themselves, or how does that work? How did Ottawa County Grand Rapids come about?
We began as the Grand Rapids group,
okay.
And then I'm actually in Holland, so I said, I would like to take the Holland group, and they said, well, you got to take the whole thing. So we kind of spread out, so we cover everything from Grand Haven up to all of Grand Rapids. So.
Okay. And so within the National Novel Writing Month website, mm-hmm. NaNoWriMo.org,
yep.
Right? There's a My Regions, and so we have our own page. So we have our own forum, and there's an IRC chat, yes?
Mm-hmm. What's IRC?
Oh, Internet Relay Channel. Yeah. It's a chat room.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need to know IRC in order to. It's a pretty simple chat room.
Yes.
It's
great. And so how does that help someone who is just starting to try to write 50,000 words in a month? What does the group do?
The group does a lot of things. During the month, we do what we call write-ins, where we gather in a public space, generally a coffee shop or similar to a coffee shop, and we get together and we do word wars, where we time and everybody writes as many words as they can in usually 10 to 15 minutes, and then people will have prizes, usually candy. Candy's a great motivator, it turns out, for adults as well as for younger ages. And then we also do larger group events. We have a get-to-know-you event in a couple of weeks, and then we also have a halfway point where we just spend all day together writing, and it's a big potluck event. So we have a lot of fun with those.
So 50,000 words in 1 month is doable. For anybody, really.
Absolutely.
How much a day is that? How many words a day?
It's 1,667 words.
Okay.
And I've heard that budding novelists should be writing every day.
It does help you write every day because you have that goal, a daily goal that you're trying to meet. And just gives you something to focus on. Rather than the whole 50,000 words, you're breaking it into smaller areas, and it's much easier to, less daunting for you.
Mm-hmm. We really encourage people to hit their daily goals, because if you let it build up, then you end up with days where you have to write, say, 15,000 words in a day.
Like me last year,
and it can, and it's much harder to do 15,000 words in a single day than it is to do 1,600 words every day.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. What are some of the other fun ways being part of the group helps you hit those goals?
The group support, knowing that you're doing the same thing as all these other people, and you get to meet them in person, and you kind of have some accountability that, you know, you go to these write-ins and you see them every week and you're like, huh, how have you been doing? And it just kind of helps you stay on task and not get so distracted by daily life and the internet and all those wonderful distractions we have.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to have other people who have the same struggle that you do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're still going to work, you're still going to classes. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of college students who are getting ready for finals or doing midterms. And so to have other people with you that are struggling the same way, it's fantastic. You know, other people's struggles shouldn't be fantastic, but it's nice to know you're not alone.
So who's part of this group? Who am I joining when I join the...
Yeah.
OCGR NaNoWriMo group?
Well, us, obviously.
Yes.
But we have everything from teenagers in high school up to, you know, retired people who are writing their very first novel. It's a very wide array of people. People who are published, people who've never tried to write anything before. So it's there's you should never feel intimidated by the group. There's a lot of people to get to know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I know that I felt welcomed last year, when last year was my first real try at doing it, and I spent most days just in the chat room all day talking to whoever was in there. So you have a event coming up on the 29th. What is that? Where is that?
That is our kickoff event. That will be at Vitale's in Hudsonville. We get together and we get to have great food. There's some adult beverages if that's your jam. And then we also do some different writing games, give out prizes. We usually get a lot of great prizes. It's just nice to have a really casual event to meet people, make friends, see old friends from last year that you haven't seen since the last event. So we have a good time.
Okay. Yeah. And anything I write is going to be okay? There's no genre?
It is open to whatever you want to write. It's just the goal is to write 50,000 new words. So you're writing either a brand new novel or 50,000 new words in a project. Maybe you have something, a couple pages of something started. But you're trying to write 50,000 new words, so.
Excellent.
And we're not the gatekeepers of that. It's like I said before, it's a self-directed challenge. There is, in fact, a Nano Rebels forum, which is people who are not following the exact strict guidelines. I maybe have a history of being a rebel myself, so the biggest goal is just getting you doing your writing every day to try to build that habit. That's definitely the most important part.
And what's the what are you called? I'm reading your shirt here. NaNoWriMo?
Yes. Yep. It's short for National Novel Writing Month, but it's sort of become the colloquial saying is NaNoWriMo. The website is NaNoWriMo.org. So we thought we'd wear our t-shirts today.
and how do we find this specific group?
Go to My Regions and you search for the USA Michigan Ottawa County Grand Rapids group.
Excellent.
You're Ottawa County specific?
Ottawa County and Grand Rapids, yeah.
Rapids, yes.
And we'll take anyone who's been in Ottawa County, who's been in Grand Rapids, who has any ties to this area. We have a lot of people who've moved away but still consider them part of us. We're not specific.
Producer Joe, are you a novelist, would you say?
Yes, I would say.
You got anything ready for publication?
Not ready for publication, but close.
What's your rule on that? Get her done?
Definitely sit down and get it done.
Got a working title at least?
Yes, tired.
Really? Literally?
Literally tired, yes.
That's the name?
That's
you're
the name
with
of
okay.
the novel, yeah.
All right, because I was hoping you weren't just going to tell me you were tired. All right. I look for final comments, please, Joe.
Join the group. It's fun. I did it.
Boom.
Do it.
One more time. How do we find out more information?
Head to www.nanowrimo.org.
Thanks, all. Joe, this is your segment, Writing the Rapids. Thank you very much. Darla Davis, Brittany Wilson, on behalf of Municipal Liaisons. Cool. Joe, any teas for next month?
Not yet. Stay tuned.
If someone wants to be part of Riding the Rapids?
I don't even know. Go to WGVU.org.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I think that sounds good. Okay, take care.